Hey guys, I'm Bryn. This is Heather. We're pharmacists out of the box.
Out of the box.
We have an amazing guest, my friend Gail. I met her probably about a year ago on Facebook in the Functional Pharmacist group, and she is just a wealth of information. I'm so excited for you to hear her story, how she went from struggling with her own health to just completely changing and helping others heal too. So welcome, Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Bryn. Hi, Heather. Thanks for having me here today. So I was in the position where most pharmacists that I talk to are. They're, not happy in the profession. And on top of that, I had like developed a mystery illness. And I was going from doctor to doctor, couldn't figure out what it was. And I was up all night searching on the internet, looking for
answers. In the hospital, right? Hospital pharmacy, was it in Texas?
Yeah, in the med center. Anyway, we had had a flood from one of the tropical storms and had 35 feet of water in our two sub-basements. And I don't think it was remediated properly. And a bunch of us started getting sick. I know four pharmacists died. And
oh, wow, that's terrible.
A bunch of nurses were sick. Everybody had like autoimmune, a lot of neurological. So early signs of mold illness is personality changes. You know, it was not uncommon for people to be so angry and so aggressive and have no stress control that they would be throwing things. You know, they get mad and cuss each other out and throw things in the pharmacy. That would happen. Yeah. I remember early on, I thought, okay, these people are a little bit crazy. And then later on, when I started getting sicker, I kind of started being one of those crazy people, and I knew that something was wrong, but I never connected it, you know, because it's so insidious, the onset. And so that happened in 2001, the flood. And then it wasn't until 2008 that I figured it out. By that time I had like four different autoimmune like illnesses. I'd been to, you know, several dozen doctors, had all kind of procedures, and, you know, was told that I just needed a psychiatrist. And
wow.
Anyway, so, you know, after the fourth pharmacist died, the guy that was sitting next to me says, everybody here is sick or dying. He said, I bet it's this building. He said, I bet it's mold. And when he said that, it clicked.
Wow.
It was in the pneumatic tube systems. And I sat right by it next in Central Pharmacy and there where they all dropped down. So every time it come down, it's like all the mycotoxins come out in the room. And that I wasn't as sick when the tube systems were down. They would hire people to come in and ozone it, but they would never tell us why. And I was like, okay, I'm not as sick today. But, you know, but anyway, when he said that, that was the last day, my last day at work. I was near death at that point.
Wow.
You know, going to the ER every week. And I'm like, I just know I have cancer. I know. So anyway, so that's what like woke me up. And
you
that's
just full on quit your job. You didn't have anything else lined up.
I just quit my job.
Wow. It was that important.
Because I was that sick. I was that sick. And anyway, when I mentioned it to HR, of course, they wouldn't even like return my emails or return my calls. They knew it was there. I have since met a toxic tort attorney in town. And she handled a case of a patient there that ended up getting aspergillus in her sinuses from the mold there. And they settled out of court. She said they had, you know, she said she has so much evidence on how toxic that building was.
Wow.
Anyway, so I left and, you know, and started my journey of wellness. And I had no idea what to do, you know, how to get well, because there's not a drug for that, you know, and that's all I knew. And there's not a doctor for that because all they know is drugs.
Yeah.
And so I had joined some Facebook groups and they were all talking about supplements and stuff. I'm like, oh, I was told that stuff is like old wives' tales. Tell patients don't use it. You don't need it. Just eat good. You know, that's the message I got in pharmacy school.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, people are actually taking this. And, you know, so I kind of bought into it. And anything anybody said to take, I took. I was taking $800 a month of supplements because everything everybody said, I didn't even know what they were. I'm like just taking it. Yeah.
I just wanted to get better. That's it.
Yeah. You know, I ended up going to Dallas to get treated by Dr. Ray, who recently passed away. He has Environmental Health Center. You know, the biggest thing that helped me was learning about diet changes and what kind of diet I needed to do. And so I followed a 4-day rotation, all organic, plant-based diet. And then 1 month I was like almost back, but you know, I had developed mast cell activation disorder and reactive airway disease. So that's pretty tough to deal with. But anyway, that kind of started me on my whole nutrition journey. And you know, I was studying it so much anyway. It was suggested to me, by a colleague to just go back and get a master's, and I had no intention of like doing any more than that. So I got my master's, and then I'm like, well, what am I going to do with myself? And I had so much fun. It wasn't like pharmacy school. This was actually fun. I swear, I couldn't wait for every week the modules would open up. I was up at 6 o'clock with my coffee. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to work. And just reading. And, you know, I got so excited about all the stuff I was learning. And even when I was finished, you know, even though I was stressed by all the work, I'm like, I don't know enough.
Now, was that nutrition you were getting?
Yeah. My master's at University of Bridgeport in nutrition. And then I took the CNS exam and became a certified nutrition specialist. But, you know, at the same time, when I was looking at, you know, all the stuff I still didn't know, and I looked at Maryland University of Integrative Health doctorate in clinical nutrition, they had like all these, you know, one semester each of all these like really cool courses. I'm like, I got to do that. And so I completed that. Yes.
I was just going to ask, you know, like you mentioned, just to interjection real quick, I don't want to stop your story, but in the nutrition master's, did you have the same feel for kind of anti-natural pathic, you know, like you said in pharmacy, it was kind of like, oh, don't recommend supplements so much, you know, just tell them to eat right. And
oh no, you know, they weren't anti-drug so much, but you know, the education was really looked into, you know, University of Bridgeport is very, very heavy into the biochemistry, probably more so than any of the other programs. So as pharmacists, I think that's a really good one to do because, you know, we have a much deeper understanding than the other students, you know, because their chemistry requirements are a little bit lacking in my opinion, you know, but with all of our background in chemistry, I just jumped into it and I loved it. So once you learn the pathways, you realize there are no drug receptors in the body. There's lots of receptors for vitamins and minerals.
Yeah.
So we do learn some about the drugs and, you know, like how it affects a certain metabolic pathway, such as like, you know, metformin and where it's acting, and then, you know, what the side effects, and then, you know, and then of course, how we can do it better with berberine.
But they did talk more, it seems like, about the supplements, like the vitamins and the minerals.
Yeah. So, you know, and the interesting thing is everything is very evidence-based. You would have your lecture, but then they have all these resources and you would have to do your weekly assignments and you had to reference peer-reviewed articles and clinical trials and tear clinical trials apart and do all kind of cool stuff. So there's a lot of evidence out there that conventional medicine is not aware of or doesn't want to be aware of.
And I like that point. I'm so glad you talked about that. And that's why I asked the question, because I think that's a detriment. I think in pharmacy school, I wish we had more of that. I wish we had more of that in our pharmacy education.
Yeah. You know, and now I'm teaching biochemistry at University of Bridgeport. And, you know, and when I took it the first time, I was actually kind of mad. I'm like, why didn't they teach us this? When I took biochem, it was more like memorize these structures of the Krebs cycle, but there was nothing about what the function of the Krebs cycle was and what happens with oxidative stress and what happens with enzyme polymorphism and one of those enzymes and the diseases of the mitochondria and how gut dysbiosis, where it, how that impairs it, and the cell membrane integrity and what happens when the omega-3-6 ratio is off and you got lots of, you know, inflammation and reactive oxidative species going on. And, you know, there was none of that. It was like, here, memorize the structure of B12. I'm like, really?
So then you got your master's, and you said, how long did that take?
Well, the master's program was, I think, 28 months.
Okay.
Yeah. So you finish the master's, and then you have 4 months. You have a comprehensive exam over all of, so you have 4 months to study for that. And we formed study groups and study guides, and we you know, made flashcards and, you know, got on the CRAM app and entered everything. I mean, we studied hard for 4 months, and, but, you know, everybody pretty much did well.
Nice. Were you seeing, like, when did you branch out and start seeing, like, clients or helping people with their nutrition and their health?
You know, it's really funny because at first I thought I'm going to, like, do the whole nutrigenomics things, because I got really interested in Ben Lynch and Amy Yasko, and they have some really good educational stuff out there. But I just put so much importance. I'm like, this is everything. I'm going to fix everybody. And so there were, you know, being in these Facebook health groups, you know, there's all kind of practitioners out there. You don't have to have a license to do anything. And they're charging all kind of crazy money, and they're making up credentials. They get some like online diploma mill degree, and they put all these initials behind their name because, like, because they can. And the general population doesn't know that.
Oh.
No idea that they're bogus, worthless diploma mills degrees. And they're out there, and some of the stuff they were saying was just nuts, even though I hadn't, you know, gotten a whole lot of nutrition education at the point. I'm just like, and he's charging what? And he's saying, and so, you know, I didn't actually start out like trying to get clients. I really joined it just so I could learn from people that were smarter than me, or people that were sharing their information. And so whatever information I was learning, I just thought, you know, I'm going to share. And so people kind of started contacting me. And for about 6 months, I was like, no, I'm not really practicing, you know, sorry. And then after a while, I thought, well, why not? I should go ahead. You know, I don't think I did a very good job at first, but I got out there and did it. You know, I kind of feel sorry for my early clients. I should probably call them all and give them.
Well, can you describe for us what is functional medicine? Because I know when I learned about you, I really didn't have a concept of like what that really is until I kind of dug into it. So for our audience that doesn't really know what functional medicine is, how would you describe what you do and what functional medicine is?
Okay, so functional medicine is really looking for the reasons why you're feeling sick. So when a client comes to me, the very first thing I do is I find out what their symptoms, what's their diagnosis, and that. Okay. So then I go through this whole system to where you have to look at the environmental factors, clean air, clean water, what kind of products are they putting on their body? What are the foods there? What the heck are they eating? You know? And you know, then their whole timeline of history, what's their antibiotic use? Are they using a lot of NSAIDs and Tylenol? Are they, you know, taking chemo drugs? What all has happened? And as you review all of the different systems, and what's their, you know, do they have a daily bowel movement? How much water do you drink? These are questions that a doctor never asks. Mm. And, you know, so through all these questions, I think I have about 6 intake forms. I have an exposure history form, you know, ask all about being exposed, you know, is your house have a crawl space? Have you ever had a water leak? Does it smell musty? Does it smell like your grandmother's house or something? You know, does anybody else in the family sick or your pet sick? To see if it's an environmental thing. And then I I have an intake form that kind of helps me assess what's going on with their immune function. And then I have one that's all about diet. What are you eating? And, are you rotating? Are you eating the same thing every day? Is it all just omega-3 or all omega-6, or are they just vegan? Are they, you know, you got to figure out what all of the things. And so as I go along, I start making lists of things that they're doing, things that they're eating, things that they're drinking, and things that they're breathing in that's contributing to their symptoms. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the very first thing. You have to just do that whole assessment of everything. And, you know, so by the end of the first consult, I'm making dietary recommendations before I've even looked at tests. I'm making dietary recommendations. I'm telling them, get off the internet. That's left brain. You're creating more stress. Quit watching the news. I mean, you know, and when you hear about this stuff about politics, I mean, you know, half my friends are one and half my friends are the other. And the thing is, it's like insane. So when you get, look, you have to reframe it and just say, you know, instead of getting mad at it, laugh at it. And I sit and I make my patients like laugh, do deep belly laughs. I'm like, ah, we practice that in the session because that increases the vagal motor outflow, which is very anti-inflammatory and stimulates digestive enzymes, hydrochloric acid, and gets everything moving. And it decreases inflammation in the brain and it changes your whole outlook. And I send them links to laughter yoga. I'm like, you know, and they come in, I'm like, okay, we're going to have a 2-minute laugh session. And I do that. And then we start laughing at each other laughing. And then they're like hugging me when they leave. They're like, oh, I feel so much better. You know, so things like that, you have to like, what are their stressors? Mm-hmm. You know, teach them how to relieve stress. And, you know, so that's the very first session, you know, and I have pre-built protocols in I use Practice Better for an online platform. Oh, and if you're going to do this, don't try to do it manually. Practice Better. You can start a Sprout account for free and set up your whole back office and everything before you even have to pay. And still, for everything you get, it's all HIPAA compliant with the emails, with the scheduling, with the notes. You can create packages and it tracks packages. It does everything for you. So, you know, you don't waste your time like I did trying to do it by yourself. But, you know, so I have all these protocols. I just click the protocol and I share it. Like, you know, I want you to do castor oil packs. I want you to do constitutional hydrotherapy. I want you to do neuroplasticity. And I'll share, you know, I want you to follow the AIP diet. And I have this whole thing. I have all the handouts, all the explanations. I even have videos and I just like click, click, click. And they spend 2 weeks studying everything I give them.
Are these things you've added to that program for your resources?
Yeah. So you know, you can make up your own protocols and then you can just click on it and share that protocol with the patient. So you don't have to retype everything and repeat yourself every time. So that way I don't have to spend 2 or 3 hours telling somebody how to change their diet. I've got it all mapped out, all the recipes, all the handouts, the videos. It's like here, boom. So they're getting a lot for their money.
And it sounds to me like you said, you kind of summed it up, I think, in that you're not really treating the symptoms. You're really investigating what is the cause of
what's
going on with this person and addressing the deeper cause, it seems like.
Right. So it's addressing the root cause. The first thing in functional medicine is you have to remove all the triggers and contributing factors, you know, so it's kind of like the old adage, you know, if you step on a tack, you know, you got a tack under each heel. If you can take an aspirin, but how much is that going to help versus removing the tack?
Right. Yeah. Good. That's a good analogy.
No, I really love your out of the box thinking, the laughing. I might have to do that with some of my patients that I see in the community setting,
I start laughing and I do that, it's hilarious. They just laugh at me laughing. And the thing is, the body does not know the difference whether it's a fake laugh or a real laugh.
Wow. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Yeah. So you're teaching the body how to be happy. even though, you know, you've lost your joy because you're sick or you're just not happy about whatever certain circumstance you're in, you can teach your body chemistry to be happy.
So I teach yin yoga, which is a very de-stressing, relaxing, meditative yoga. I'll have to look at this laugh yoga.
See. The laughter. Yeah. I want to go to one. When I lived in Mexico for a couple of years there was this one house and I walked by and all, you know, it was a big American Canadian community, retirement community. And, you know, every Tuesday they would meet in there and do laugh, you know, stand around and laugh. And I'd walk by and I'd see all these old people just laughing, forcing themselves to laugh. It was hilarious. And I'm like, you know, I should probably go in there and join them, but I never did. But, you know, it's anti-aging, it's anti-stress, it lowers the inflammatory response, like, huge.
Ooh.
And, you know.
Do you recommend your patients do this daily, this laughter?
Yeah, 20 minutes a day. And especially people that can't even tolerate, you know, they can't tolerate their foods, they can't tolerate supplements. You can do that, and it makes a huge impact.
Wow. So is there proof? You talked about evidence-based, so is there proof that functional medicine has benefits compared to just throwing meds at somebody, or is there any comparative or any?
Oh yeah. There's lots of clinical studies and case studies. You know, I actually have a published case report on a 6-year-old child with, that had pretty severe sensory processing disorder. And he just spin around. And I did organic acids and stool tests and all of that. And, you know, within 6 months, well, actually within 2 weeks, the spinning stopped and he was participating in all, everything in class. And within 4 months, less than 6 months, he was entered into mainstream classes as a neurotypical child without any sensory supports.
Wow. That's amazing. What a great story.
So you can, I can give you the link to, it's on PubMed, the case that
absolutely.
Anyway, so yeah, there's a lot of evidence. I mean, if you look, just like Google, you know, go on PubMed and look at, you know, nutrition support for cancer, nutrition support for this, or each one of the vitamins and nutrients and see where they're, I mean, it's endless. It's endless. They're just not teaching that because there's no money in it.
Okay.
So your pharmacy is basically dictated by the drug companies. You are taught to find a drug solution for an illness. You're not taught to find out what's causing the illness and to fix it. That is not profitable.
And I think that's a disservice to us and to our students, because out there on the aisle, people are buying those supplements left and right. And then who better to help them understand? If we were better educated, it would be better for us to be able to counsel those people who are buying the calcium and buying the herbal products. I just think it's a detriment that we don't have that, because there's nobody better, I think, than us to be able to share that and help.
Exactly. I mean, I think nutritionists are, you know, would, I mean, a dietitian would do a better job pharmacy than pharmacists do as far as like helping manage the over-the-counter stuff.
Or at least not give us, because I do feel kind of like you, that I was kind of told in school, oh, just stay away from those, you know, just don't even go there, kind of thing. And that's it's just
a I had no idea what they were all for, you know. I was just like, what the heck? I was working at this place and they had like these rows and rows of supplements. And I was like, why are people buying this? And they would come and ask me my opinion. And I gave terrible advice.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know, you know. Anyway, so it's really sad, you know, because our whole medical industry has been hijacked by the pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, the doctors are taught drug therapy. They're not taught nutrition. If they have 3 hours of nutrition their whole career, you know, then that's probably more than most get.
Wow.
And nutrition is key to health. I mean,
absolutely. That's where it
starts. You can't even run the Krebs cycle without proper macronutrients.
Yeah. And I feel like with diabetes, as just an example, diabetes, you can throw all the meds of the world at somebody, but if they're driving through McDonald's every day for lunch, like you're not, you know, you can only get so far, you know?
Yeah. So the thing is, our food, you know, is 80% of the inflammation in our body. So, you know, somebody with diabetes, the whole underlying driver is inflammation. Inflammation is what's is the cause of everything, the cause of all illness and disease, and all scientists are in agreement on that. So that's my specialty, is what's causing the inflammation. And I got to review all the symptoms, all the systems. And, you know, and I only want to work with clients that have a buy-in, you know, like I don't want to give any free consults to friends and stuff, because, you know, unless they're paying me and they're on board and they believe in what I say, they're not going to take to heart. You know, I've had like siblings, they're like, want to bring in all their stuff, you know, at a family function. I'm like, I'm not doing that because, you know, I tell them, and I spend all this time and a lot of my energy, and then they don't do it. They don't follow through. So I only want to, you know, I need to feel good about what I'm doing. I feel successful when my patients are a success.
And so I guess if you're willing to answer this question, you can have a decent career in this, or you can charge money. And go into the insurance, or like, do you take insurance or
no? I don't take insurance. I will tell you that 2018, I just finished my taxes. I was shocked I made as much money as I did as a pharmacist. I looked at my 2019 stuff, but I'm sure it's much higher. And I'm on track for, you know, much higher thereafter. So the sky's the limit. And I think there's something magical about having the doctorate, you know, that can kind of propel you, because it's all about perception. So the more little initials you have after your name, and the more projects you've been involved with, and the more things that you're doing, and the more visibility you have, the more people believe in you. So you kind of have to believe in yourself and get enough courage to get out there, you know? So if you're not even getting out there before you even start and just say, well, I'm going to, you know, just talk to my friends, maybe I'll put on a little talking, but then you have too much fear. You can't do that. You just have to just do it. And I can't tell you how many things I failed at, but you know, all it takes is one thing to like propel you. And so, you know, next summer, I'm working on a big project. Next summer, it's going to launch, and we're expecting like huge sales. And so, you know, that will propel me. And then I'm going to create more courses of this and that. And so I think that I think it's limitless.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of courses do you have now for people? Because I know mold is a big issue. We're down in Florida. We get a lot of flooding. Like, my heart breaks for some of my patients when they're in flood zones, and it's like,
mold is huge. Well, you know, since mold was what had like triggered my serious illness, I went to a mold conference in Dallas. What was it, last summer? And I met Dr. Christensen. She has a big functional medicine clinic in Dallas, and we got to talking, and she said she's hosting the Toxic Mold Summit that aired in February. And I said, well, I'm creating a mold detox diet. It's going to be an online course. And I said, maybe we could like do this kind of together. And so we decided to work together and form our little joint venture. And I was traveling back and forth from Houston to Dallas a lot. And her and her staff, they were looking at what I had already built. And then they would make suggestions, and we made a lot of changes. And we launched 3 modules of the Mold Detox Diet. It's called molddetoxdiet.com. You can go there and look at it. And along with the Toxic Mold Summit, we kind of came in late in the game. Now we're adding in 3 more modules. Right now I'm working on the immune module. I'm going to have several videos explain, at least on a high school level, how the immune system works, and then how the T cells become this, you know, the T cell regulation and polarization. It's going to be animated. And then all of the factors that are contributing to the dysregulation of the immune response. And then I'll have one video just on mold. And then the last one will be fix it. you know, how to re-regulate the immune system balance. So that's a huge project. We're going to add in, we're going to add a couple of more modules to it and launch it. She's going to repeat the summit next summer.
That is pretty exciting.
It's a huge project.
That is awesome. And then for our listeners that don't, or I'm sure most of them have not heard of an organic acids test and maybe how that differs from conventional testing and when you would go about implementing that.
Okay, so if I'm talking to pharmacists, you know, I can talk on another level. You remember you studied the Krebs cycle in school, and the Krebs cycle has these intermediates. It's citrate, isocitrate, alpha-ketoglutarate, succinate, fumarate, and malate, and it goes around in a circle, and then it hands off electrons to electron transport chain, and you make ATP. So we can actually measure those intermediates in the Krebs cycle. And the different patterns, whether it's high or low, or we can measure enzyme activity in the Krebs cycle. And also, instead of like just doing a B vitamin measure, B vitamins are used for amino acid metabolism. So we can use certain B vitamins, intermediates of metabolism of an amino acid, to determine enzyme sufficiency of a particular B vitamin. And also same thing with B12 and same thing with folate. They have their own metabolic pathways. And when there's a deficiency, we see these intermediates rise. And that's a functional marker, because we could measure B12 in the serum and it could be like way over the range. But yet when I look at the functional marker, that's very high, saying that we don't have enough B12 inside the cell. So what's up with that? You know, the cell membrane, that means cell membranes are impaired, and the B12, you know, it's a really big molecule. Do y'all remember, you know, big huge rings? It looks like hemoglobin, but it has all in the middle and it can't twist and turn like hemoglobin can. Hemoglobin twists all around and gets in those little capillaries. But B12, you know, it's like this. It's got those covalent bonds to cobalt. And it can't get in through those membranes because you've got all this omega-6-3, you know, fatty acid ratios off, and the membranes are all oxidized. You've got lipid peroxidation through the roof, and they have pernicious anemia. And the doctor's still just like slamming them B12, and it's not working. And I just like fix the omega-6-3 ratio and give them some tocotrienol, some vitamin E. And the pernicious anemia resolves. If you're just measuring blood levels, it doesn't tell you anything, like if the problem with the enzyme. So a lot of us have polymorphisms in these enzymes that, you know, it's proven that you can give targeted high dose of a nutrient that's the cofactor of this enzyme, like a vitamin or a mineral, and it speeds that enzyme up. So you could basically normalize a pathway by giving a high dose of a nutrient. So you can see that in the organic acid. So when I see a block, I'm like, okay, you need B2 because that you're blocked right here. Or you need B3 because I see these elevations in the Krebs cycle.
Wow. That's amazing. So there are tests that you can.
Yeah. Well, Genova Diagnostics is, you know, kind of my favorite. They have the NutriVal. It has organic acids, amino acids, and fatty acids, and all those intermediates. And that's kind of my specialty. And, you know, I studied it for about 3 years. It's a very difficult test to understand. And then Great Plains Labs has an organic acids test too. And those are the two most, well-respected labs that do organic acid testing. And it's really fantastic for people. You know, they come in and have a lot of fatigue and their diet is good. They say they don't have any dysbiosis, but they're so fatigued. You know, I can look at their mitochondria function.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. That is amazing. And then how do you fix their, or like, does that test also show you if their omega-3 to 6 is off? Or are you using nutrition?
Yeah. The NutriVal does, because it does fatty acids in it. And, you know, and then, well, you will learn in nutritional biochemistry that the omega-3s and 6s, when we eat them, we elongate them into the longer chain fats, and that's what we use for brain and nervous system and all that. And we need certain nutrients at each step. And so you can see what step is impaired, and then you know what nutrients you're needing more of.
And is this a blood test or a cheek swab?
Yeah, it's blood and urine.
Okay, blood and urine. And so you're in one location. Can your patients be in a different location and have this test done at like Quest Labs or?
Well, Quest or in LabCorp will do Genova's and Great Plains Labs tests, but there's all these Any Lab Tests Now locations that are everywhere, and you know, and they can do go to those places and get the blood draw. So yeah, I work with people all over. Actually, the little boy that on the autism spectrum, they live in Australia.
Wow.
And the mom had heard about me because, you know, I'm really good at the organic acids. And you know, so if you go in any Facebook group and say, who's the best person to hire to help me with this organic acid test? My doctor didn't know anything about it. And most everybody will say, oh, you need to hire Gail, you know, and they find me.
So you work with people all over the world then?
Yeah. I've worked with people in Singapore, India, Africa, South America, Mexico, Canada, just wherever, you know, because, you know, that's the thing, that the internet has really leveled the playing field and made us all closer together, you know, so the information is, you know, kind of easy to pass along and assimilate and, you know. So
now, are you making a course yet to teach other pharmacists how to read this?
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Work for you.
I created I just started teaching biochem in May. I just graduated with my doctorate in April, and like 3 weeks later I was teaching, you know, they needed a biochem teacher, and you know, I was kind of one of their stellar students, and plus I was one of them that, like, you know, some students just kind of whine and complain a lot. I never complained because I was so happy that I was willing to overlook, you know, little things they didn't tell us and just miscommunications, and other people are like making big deals. I'm just like, you know, I can't expect them to be perfect. I'm just so happy I can do this online, you know, and I never complained. And, you know, of course I graduated summa cum laude. So that kind of helped, like, get me, you know, and I found out there were job openings, and I just sit in Karen Sinclair. She's the director of the department. She always liked me. And, you know, I said, yeah, I may be interested in teaching. She's like, okay, let's have an interview. I need you to teach biochem, and it starts in 6 weeks.
So that's a good question though. You know, cause I think our audience, there are pharmacists out there, they're like, wow, this is really interesting, but how do I learn about this? So do they need to get a master's and a doctorate in nutrition, or what would be your?
Well, it depends. I mean, on what you want to do with it and where you want to go. But you know, if you want to be, you know, of course I got to brag, you know, if you want to be as good as I am and you want doing, then you need to do what I did to get here.
Right.
And, you know, I was just kind of thinking about this today, you know, like the difference between a master's and a doctorate, I think, is the difference between a six-figure and a seven-figure salary. You know, so you got to say, okay, am I going to go all the way? Am I going to invest 6 years and go all the way? And I'm going to be, you know, I even wrote did a vision board. I have, you know, have y'all ever done a vision board?
Yes. Yeah, I love this.
I have like Oprah and Dr. Oz and me in the middle. I'm like,
I love it. It's going to happen. You just got to manifest it.
Well, everything else on that vision board, you know, I've got it kind of stuck behind that cabinet there, has come true. Cause I put on, you know, launched my first course and then all of that, all these things. And then, except for, you know, the man in my life, that one still is not happening.
That one's still coming.
Yeah, that one's still coming. I'm just, you know, God's not finished with me yet.
Right? That's right.
So, you know, so the middle part with, you know, Oprah and Dr. Oz and me, that's, you know, I just put that there. Not because I really wanted to be famous, but I just wanted to be, I want to be a leader. You know, whether it's leading pharmacy in the right direction, because they've been in the wrong direction for a very long time. Mm-hmm. You know, back pharmacists used to all compound everything and compound herbs and everything. We need to go back.
Have the entrepreneurial, have the compounding, having the herbs.
Well, and be patient specific, right? To me, what you're doing is so patient specific. We're kind of giving everybody the same recipe, you know, just here's a bottle. you know? And so I think the compounding is something, I think you're right. Like, we need to go back to patient specific. What does that patient need more than just the meds? Right. Yeah, we'll look at a holistic person there.
Well, to go back to what you said, asked me if I was going to create a course to, to teach this, the organic acids, and your answer is yes. You know, I'm going to be shadowing Dr. Lord, I think, this summer. And then from his, what he's done, you know, I'll reformat it and make it, you know, more, which is, you have to take the nutritional biochemistry of nutrition, which is the course I'm taking first. Then there's an advanced clinical biochem. Then you can take that course. So what I'm going to do as I build that course is I'm going to kind of combine them all together in one course and kind of teach it, like, you know, kind of go by, okay, so this is the mitochondria. So go back through all of my biochemistry and start off a teaching all about the mitochondria and where you're leading up to the organic acids in the mitochondria, and then explain what the different patterns mean so that they will have an understanding of each marker. I'll go back all the way through the metabolic pathways to the very beginning amino acid and show this is what it's doing.
The basics. You have to always relate it back to the basics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that sounds good. Because I think there would be a huge calling for that, Gail, because I think there are a lot of even pharmacists or other people who would be, who want to expand their scope of like how they can help patients. So I think there's a big need for you to create a product like that and say, let me help.
Well, that's in the plans, because, you know, doctors don't even know how to do it. I have doctors hire me to do, to help them and help their patients at times. And, you know, and I thought I could create, I don't know how long, a 3 or 4 day long course, whatever, probably a 3 day long course, but you know, your head will be spinning at the end. To at least, like, you know, I could travel from city to city and have these little seminar weekends and teach the whole thing to where you would at least have your notes and you could refer back and go back and study once I introduce the concepts and you're able to spend some time thinking on it and understanding it and just conceptualizing the pathways.
And I wonder if universities even, you know, could bring you in to speak to the students or at least have that perspective. I would love to see that for our pharmacy students, you know. I know I should probably focus for our listeners on like what your current work life looks like, maybe daily, monthly, because you've got a lot.
Well, I don't know. I got a lot going on. I'm also mentoring students that are taking their CNS exam, you know, and I haven't even advertised that. I had 3 people contact me. You know, I don't know. I just have so much to do. Like right now I'm in the whole middle of this whole immune module that I'm building. I just finished a module, the 3rd video of it. And, well, I guess I get up in the morning and I check my emails and look at Facebook, you know, I have a Facebook group and I answer and, you know, some questions or whatever and, take care of that business. And then I log into my patient portal. I answer emails to my patients. And then I look at my daily schedule and I have to set in a timer on my phone. Otherwise I'll miss appointments and like, okay, I got somebody at this time. So otherwise I'll forget later on in the day. And, So I just, if I'm not working with clients, I try to get my clients bunched together, because if I do one here and I have 2 hours later, I do another one, I don't get anything done. I want a whole block of time. Like this morning I had a 3 hour block of time and I worked on the very last slide on my immune module, you know, and kind of trying to figure out how am I going to say this and on the diagram. And then other times I just have list of stuff that I need to do. You know, I have a whole list of things that I need to do to shore up my practice better because I'm getting busier. I had a new website made by this fantastic IT girl. She's good. I actually let her put her link at the bottom of my webpage. It's drgailclayton.com. She built that whole thing for me. And the very next month, my business tripled.
Wow.
Tripled. I made double the money I made as a would making as a pharmacist, and I'm like, my time is my own. It's free. I just like do what I want when I want, and I you know, life just couldn't be better for me. So I just keep lists of things, you know, like I want to do this or I want to do that. Even when I'm working out, I'm like, you know, I think I want to do this kind of thing. And I come home and I start adding things to my list. I get energized about it. I love, you know, I spend 14 hours a day a lot at my desk because I want to, not because I have to. It you know, when it used to be I'd spend 14 hours at a job in a hospital. Oh, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. Honestly, I did. It was like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
It's not fun. It was not a fun job for me.
It sounds like you don't work a day in your life. You know, we always ask our interviewees, like, how do you fill your cup? But, you know, how do you do self-care? But it sounds to me like you're living it. Do you feel like...
Yeah. You know, and the thing is by the time I get finished, you know, all my courses and everything, they're all going to be on autopilot, and I'm just going to have all this like great residual income, and I'll just go like go on the beach somewhere and log in my bank account to watch money.
That's the dream. You're living the dream.
You know, so I don't know. I guess when I get tired of it, I'll stop or back off or just do the things that I want to do. You know, I love every aspect of it. I had created my own supplement, ImmunoThrive. It's for mast cell activation disorder and helping remodulate the immune system. And so I have that little business on the side. I have this mold detox diet, and then I have this teaching, and then I have my clients. I have my clients that I see in person on Monday, Wednesdays. I have a little shared office, so the rent's cheap. So if you're looking for office space, look for somebody that already has some office space, or join a Facebook group in your area of like alternative practitioners. Everybody's always trying to like save money and share. You know, you can rent an office space for $20 for 2 hours at a lot of places. So that's kind of how I started, renting an office space for $20 for 2 hours. And then, you know, I thought after a while, it was like, okay, I'm getting a little more steady clients, and I went in and say, okay, I'm going to rent it 2 days a week. And it's like $260 a month to rent for 2 days a week. And that's, I mean, can you get any cheaper than that? Mm. It comes with internet, Wi-Fi, little kitchenette. Somebody comes in and cleans.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So you can figure out ways and network, go to all of the networking events, call all the supplement companies and get on their newsletters. Talk to the reps, open up accounts with them, and get invited to networking dinners. I meet so many people at those things. Mm. And, you know, kind of get out there and start making some noise. Get a name for yourself.
Yeah. And you'd also, in past videos, like recommended certain tools that help make your practice easier.
I use Practice Better. I had started all these different things. I did secure video. I did Virtue for emailing, and I did this and I did that. And I, you know, everything, it was a mess, you know, and trying to, and the Practice Better has everything you need right there. It creates super bill. They even will bill insurance if you're accepting insurance. You can do group sessions and all kind of cool stuff.
Interesting. And then what is your Facebook group if you want to share it with everybody? Or
it's called, well, you know, I kind of wanted to bring in everybody, so I was trying to put as many initials in there as I could. So it's I've changed the name a bunch of times, but it's Nutrition, Adrenals, Detox, and MTHFR.
Oh.
So really it's inflammation.
Yeah.
So we talk about a lot of stuff. I talk a lot about stress. I talk about narcissistic abuse. I talk about childhood trauma and the effects on our immune system and our gut health. I talk about daily stresses. You know, I sometimes ask questions and start threads. And sometimes I give free webinars or Facebook Lives. Yeah.
So if you could make sure
I've been as active as I was, because I'm getting busier.
Yeah. And how much or how many hours a week are you doing for like the teaching, the biochemistry, or is it online?
Oh my gosh. The first one, I think I told my boss, I said, I think I made about half minimum wage. Well, I put so many hours in it. Okay. So I had 6 weeks to build a whole course, all 14 lectures, 14 assignments. And all the exams and everything, and a research project, because that's required. You have to do a research project for every course every semester. And I was freaked out. I spent 14 hours a day, I think, for 14 weeks, and I got it done. But then, even as I did it, there were some things that weren't great. And then, I try to do some voiceover PowerPoint, and they're just boring as heck.
They are.
So then, everybody failed my first test. I'm like, okay, they need some help. So I curved the grade. No, right? I think everybody knows it like I do, but apparently not. So I said, okay, it's my fault. I sent out an apologetic email. I'm like, class average should be a B. In a master's program. And I said, if it's not, it's either my lectures were not clear or my test questions were not clear, or probably both. I said, so this is what I'm doing going forward. I started giving them an exam every 2 weeks instead of every 2 weeks instead of after every 3 or 4 weeks. That makes less material. I went back through the notes and I highlighted everything in red and bolded that's going to be on the exam. And I told them, I'm like, okay, if it's red or bolded, it's going to be on the exam. And then I gave them live lectures every Wednesday night and recorded it, because I can't just like give a lecture to a blank wall. I just couldn't do it. And I recorded and they loved it. And I got really great feedback. And, I think the class average was a 90 at the end of the semester. So they.
Once you hammer out a course, then you can just give it again and it gets better and better.
I recorded them. So now I don't have to give live lectures. It's on autopilot.
Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome.
So nice. Yeah, like I think last week I spent 2 hours on my course that I had created. So now it's like, okay, I can sit back and just take the money,
right.
On the beach and watch the money come in. But it's not still, you're teaching, you still don't make much money. Yeah. Even you spend 5 hours a week, it's still like not much money. Yeah. But I did it because, number one, it's great to pad your resume, because when people are looking to hire somebody, you've got to be competing with MDs. And there's this perception that these MDs have the answer. But I could one-up them, and I'm really good at one-upping people. I could one-up them by being a professor.
Right.
That one-ups the doctors. And yep. So I'm like, I need to do this for the credentials. And plus, I already knew that I wanted to build this organic acid course. So how do you get good at it? You teach it.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So I have this course all done and I don't have to teach the other course, but I told Karen, I said, I need to teach that other course, because this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to like become rich and famous by putting it all together and going around giving these seminars and making, $1 million a year by doing that. But I don't know how much, but it's like, it's something that's needed out there. You have to find a niche, whatever it is. If you've struggled with an illness, just like Isabella Wentz, it was photos, and look at her now, and for me, it was toxic mold. Look at it. This course is very successful. And then I have a calling. Hers is interstitial cystitis. You should see every post that she makes. It's all about interstitial cystitis. She created her own course and everything. She's fantastic.
Such good advice. I mean, I tell the students that I talk to all the time, like, follow your heart, follow your interest. What is it that you're passionate about? Because that passion is going to lead you to great places.
That springboards you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that springboards you into being the best. You become the best of whatever it is that you're interested in. And I was like, I think I want to be the best at organic acids, because nobody knows how to do it.
Mm.
Know how to do it at first. Even I took the course, I was still, I kind of had the basics down a little bit, but it was so intense. I studied it almost every day for 2 years on my own and looked in the literature, because there's not a lot of information backing up all of those things, you know.
And I love what you said, that this is so needed. It is. I think we've lived in modern medicine so long that we kind of get stagnant there, but there's so much out there that is beyond modern medicine and nutrition and just addressing inflammation like you talk about. And I think coming from somebody who has the credentials you have, it's just a great place for it to be coming from. So it's very inspiring to hear you.
Well, thanks. Well, you know, I hear from clients all the time that hire me that one of the reasons why they hire me is because I'm also a pharmacist. So we are one-upping any dietitian. If you can get a credible credential behind your name, behind the PharmD or RPH, whichever you are, that's going to give you the edge that you need over a dietitian, registered dietitian, or, you know, a lot of other people out there doing this.
Yeah, that's so true. Because we have the trust, right? We're one of the most trusted, you know, all of that.
Well, and plus they're all on drugs and they're like, I want to get off of it. You know, who better to get me off?
That's a question I hear over and over. I ask my patients, you know, what questions do you have for me? And over that question is, how can I get off all these medications? And I'm like, let's talk about that. Cause it's
fix the problem. You got to find the problem first. I mean, you don't want to take them off the drug until you figure out why they're having the problem in the first place.
Right. Exactly. Well, listen, Gail, you have been awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much. This has been amazing.
I think it'll inspire a lot of people and create a lot of change.
Well, I just want everybody to do this. You know, there's enough sick people for all of us. I mean, some people like get their knowledge and they just hold on to it so tight. I just give it all away. You know, I'm like, yeah, let me help you, whatever. If I can help you in your business, that just like forwards my passion. It fuels my passion. And it just, you know, the whole reason I went into this was to change the way we approach chronic disease today. And I can't do it by myself. So if I can help other people do it and we all get together and we just pounce on this, we'll win.
Absolutely. So make sure you get Bryn and I your contact information, because we definitely want to include it. Anything, if you want them to contact you through the Facebook or your email or whatever, or your wonderful website now, please make
sure. Yeah, just have them just post my website. It's drgailclayton.com. I need more people to go there anyway. It helps my Google ratings.
We can
do it. You can also go to the Google business and give me a really nice little review that helps boost my rating. And if I can do that for you, I'll do that for y'all too. You know,
thank you.
Help each other. So if you learned anything from this talk, go in and give me a nice little Google review. I appreciate it.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, because I know your time is valuable.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. She's so out of the box. I love it.
So thank you guys. Thanks for the audience. Continue to follow us next time. And thank you, Gail, for being another amazing, amazing guest on our show. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Pharmacist out of the box.
I'm Gail. Bye-bye.
See you next time.